the issue of the fraud, which led to a reportable irregularity. And then the auditors have also engaged with the Hawks in this matter. I have sent out two letters that they have sent to the auditors of legal fraternity in regards to these situations where fraud was involved. And the amount as estimated is around 622,000 rand from a particular individual who was running the administration of Basketball South Africa. The case number is also listed here because from the forensic report, this is the recommendations that we were given, and we have indeed responded to that because it's the NGC, the National General Counsel, that also gave the instruction after the presentation of the forensic audit that we have to respond to the recommendations of the auditor, forensic auditor, in particular regarding to having to open a case, which was done in 2018. Now, the achievement since the intervention, I have all these commissions that didn't exist prior, and we were able to put them all together, except for the medical commission, which is a little bit difficult to find because the medical practitioner seems to be very, very scarce. But with this new structure or the new board that we have, which is a full complement compared to the prior one, where we were really, really undernumbered in terms of capacity, am I sure that we'll be able to put the medical commission also in place. As far as the constitution alignment is concerned, in June of this year, we adopted a new constitution, but the process wasn't a simple one, was a really rigorous one, where all provinces and all members were consulted and also had time to go and consult within their constituencies and also do submissions in terms of what changes needs to be done in the previous constitution that we had. And we also had the support of DSEC as well as SASCOC as well in terms of assisting us in aligning. But obviously there are limitations or exclusions that are very key that the DG has mentioned of DSEC in terms of gender and schools, and which we are aware of, and it is something that definitely as we go forward we need to make sure that we correct that. But our constitution is now aligned with SASCOC as well as our international body, which is called FIBA. And that was also done in consultation with FIBA in terms of the alignment of our Basketball South Africa constitution. These were our proposed solutions. Still continuing from the above that we've mentioned, as far as registration and data capturing is concerned, we have put a system, online system in place, which is part of our website. That is the link to our website, and that is where any member, or not any member, but any participating person of basketball in this country then registers within their particular specification or specific role, as far, you know, whether it's a technical official or whether it's a player or whether it's administrative staff onto that platform, which the data belongs to Basketball South Africa, because that system is sitting within the technology framework or infrastructure where Basketball South Africa has got full access. So it is not managed by any third party company outside, because within Basketball South Africa, we happen to have the technical abilities in terms of IT that allowed us to achieve this particular solution when it comes to us having a record of everyone who is actively involved in basketball, from player to technical officials to medical practitioners. Our national league, we have in fact agreed as the NGC in 2019 that a basketball South Africa League has to be rolled out, which is not necessarily will be running in parallel or can be compared to the BNL, because this one has to do with clubs. So the Basketball South Africa League is one that is aligned to the FIBA requirements in terms of what a national league participants should be looking like. And that formation is then the one of clubs that has to compete. And if that we have a report where we've already started with some of the competitions, and which we will just be expanding next year. And as you've heard from the DG, we don't have the finances right yet, but we were able to do a few small competitions just to get these things going, but which yielded very big results. Like, for example, the BAL qualifiers, where you've heard that Cape Town Tigers has qualified and beaten the best clubs in our zone, which is zone six, in order to go through for the first time South Africa then in the playoffs of the BAL outside of our zone. And for us, that's a big accomplishment, because in our first attempt, we didn't do so well. And then our office, we don't have an office, as the DJ has also indicated. It's something that we have to establish as soon as possible. We have been going into talks with Mandeville, which is part of our, it's run by one of our associate members, which is Wheelchair Basketball South Africa, who have agreed to assist us with some office space there. And then until we can find our own feet, and we hope that the portfolio committee as well as the department will be able to understand if in our business plan, we also have to add some sort of financial baggage, if I can call it that way. Hopefully it's not baggage, to get ourselves into our own place, and maybe if we can have another negotiation with whoever owns infrastructure that we can get into. Our active website and social media platforms, our website and social media platforms, very, very active. And I think that is also where many people, including what the DJ mentioned in terms of the popularity of basketball, can be witnessed from. And it is always updated with information that we are actively involved in. So basketball is very well alive, and that's why we're able to have social media platforms, because we have regular updates that we do there. And that is basically that as far as this brief is concerned. But Chair, if it's fine, the issue of questions, I don't think I should have put it in this slide, because you are chairing, so you'll be able to guide us on that. But I quickly need to just share another report, which was also requested from Basketball South Africa to submit. Just stop this one. And that has to do with the elections report.
I put in the transcript. Okay.
Yes. There's one, just a quick one, Chair. It is just to give a quick overview of our structures as 7 November 2021. I've also circulated or shared this document. And as already mentioned, Gauteng, that failed to sit in 2021. And then when we go to our associate members, which we didn't cover properly, these are the associate members that we have. We've got USA who's compliant. They send us regular documentation after every time they have their elections. School sports had a challenge, because they are a four-year term, and petitions, because that is where they usually sit, come together and sit, and then have elections for their board. So they have got limited membership due to that situation. Wheelchair Basketball South Africa, compliant SA Masters Basketball Association, also limited membership, and then the South African National Defense Force has indicated also that due to COVID, the appointment letters has not been given out for them to be able to take charge of basketball. And that's one that we will be establishing with this new board that has come in. It has never been launched ever. It never existed. And then we have our special member, which is the BNL, the only special member that we have. And they also have limited membership. Until we can agree to share the relevant documentation. Chair, I am now here, seeing that I'm having a little challenge in, let me just find the document and open it again. That is now the report of the elections. It's not a long one, it is also straight to the point. Okay. Let me try again. There we go. Okay. Can everyone see the report? Chair, can you see the report?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. All right. Basketball South Africa was due for the renewal council meeting in the year 2020, and what happened in 2020 besides COVID that happened is that, and that issue of getting the structure in place is one that took including also what I've mentioned earlier, that our constituting them as well as getting our constitution to be in shape. And it also added in this documentation the terms of reference for basketball, for the basketball steering committee to be established. In January to know about the history and the challenges of basketball South Africa.
Recording in progress.
Both of them sitting in a basketball South Africa meeting to finalize and discuss and making sure that we have a steering committee that exists, and also in terms of its purpose and what its role is, and also its end of term. I'm not going to go through all these details, Chair, because I've circulated this document. It is sitting with the members, but it's important that I just highlight that this document is the one that explains step by step on how we got to have a steering committee and the term of office and the purpose of existence, and when we got to the elections on the particular date, was present in the meeting. The SASCO president stayed right through the meeting from the beginning to end. That elections was an extremely long day, but the process itself of the elections was not a cumbersome one, because there was only one of the 10 seats that was contested where actual voting happened. It was a full house, even the limited, the members, our members with limited membership attended right through from the beginning to the end of the meeting of the elections that we had on the 6th of November. And we were well over our 50% 10 plus 1. Gauteng Sports Confederation was also there in the form of Mr. Yassine Lombard, also had two members of the administration that the Confederation put in place that were observers in the particular meeting. The voting, as far as the positions are concerned, I've given a little bit more detail on this document than what the DGs has, because this is almost like a script that I put here, or minutes, if one can put it that way, just to give the leadership a good idea of what's been happening. My computer is jumping in next time, but as far as our elections are concerned, it was a build-up over a few months. In terms of the constitution or constitutionality of it, that was really monitored at a very close, with a very close eye from both the committee as well as our own members, where at some point one of our members pointed out that there's a particular clause of 14 days that was not observed, which then took us back, and we had to then put things in place in order to even achieve that. So even our members themselves were very, very particular in terms of making sure that we do not make any mistakes as far as the constitutionality of this election is concerned. And we're extremely proud of everyone concerned who was involved, and we're very, very grateful. I've also put on this document a link to the forensic audit as just a last note, because I think it's also important that if the members of the committee want to have and go do a lot of reading in terms of what has been happening, that is where the link is, that you can just download the entire forensic report. It will not be the summary of it, it's the entire document. And that is that, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bergman. The hand of, honorable members, can we start to engage on the presentations? I've seen Honorable Shongo, Honorable Mashingosi, Honorable Veronica, Honorable Dennis, Honorable Malomani. If we can start by Honorable Shongo.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we welcome the presentation and we baptize them. We welcome the new committee, the new board. And I wanted to commend you that you are going to rebuild sports, especially the basketball. Nonetheless, Chair, we're doing our oversight. Mr. Bergman, I see your website fundi, but your pictures are out since updated since last year. What is the cost on your website? It's a good website. I can see you have technology expertise, but the pictures are 2020. Didn't you do anything this year? Another question that I wanted to find out. Am I intimidated, Chair? Why are you smiling? Was it a foolish question?
I'm Shongo.
You're an intimidator, Chair. Was it a foolish question?
When I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing while I'm speaking, Chairperson?
Are you going back to those things, Honorable Shongo?
No, I'm asking you, you're laughing while I'm speaking. I feel not respected. It's either it's a foolish question that I've asked, or maybe share the joke with me.
Honorable Shongo, please go on, Honorable. I'm apologizing to laugh.
Okay, Chair.
You know why? You know why I was laughing? I was laughing because when we're saying we don't see another member, you've said technology. Now I'm laughing because you are going back to that thing of technology. It's not a finish, but I was just laughing that.
Okay, Chair. No, your sins are forgiven, Chair. We are baptizing them with fire. What are the actual issues with Gauteng structure, Mr. Bergman? Can you tell us what are the actual... I see your report, but we don't give details. There's never a structure. What are the actual... Can you get more details? And directly, this question is to the department. Why did the department not advise Basketball South Africa for representative for issues of... Because there were amendments on the AGM, or is it IGM? It's either IGM or AGM, but when they do amendment, did they advise the new or the amendment team before the actual AGM on issues of alignment, issues of gender issues? When is the actual ETA to address the above? When did the last basketball receive money from lottery, and how much was it? What is the program or what is the issue regarding the alignment, especially with the constitution and other structures in different provinces and at a local level? Above all, with school sports, when is the ETA, when are you intending to address the issues of school sports representatives? And Chair, last time the forensic, the issues were issues of finance. Now, do you have the policy of finances? 2018, there was a case which was open. Thank you for an update. There's a hoax. But what is the status? Yes, there's a case number. What is the status of the case? Because I remember the issues of irregularity and the issues of conflict of interest. Did you address those issues? Issues of stipend received, issues of salaries. And Chair, do they have all these policies in place, or when are they going to have the policies in place? In 2015, we've asked as a committee that issues of school sports must be addressed, especially on basketball, especially in rural or township. How far are the plans, or when are they going to implement that? For now, Chair, thank you. I've done what I can.
Thank you, Honorable Mshongo. Honorable Majlingosi.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Mshongo has covered me. I would love to first of all to pass my condolences to the bereaved of Tata Banyala Shabane, a jazz musician who's been on the forefront of the South African jazz scene, and may his soul rest in peace. Yes, all I can say is I just wish basketball could be really going to the schools, especially on the Western Cape side. You know, there are no serious competition in a Guguletu and the Khayelitsha schools. You know, I'm not quite sure of the other places. I wish they could go and do some, fundamentals, you know, for the basketball so that it grows. Yes, and just to pass it on for the department, you know, just to go back and fight for the creatives of the space. I want to find out from the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture as to what are they thinking of the gift that the MEC Usisimbali Hlophe, you know, the gift that they gave each other. What are they thinking about that? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mashinkosi. Honorable Van Dijk.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the presentation. Let me just get to my question. My question is regarding, I went to the website and I didn't see any safeguarding policies on the website. So I would like to get an update on the safeguarding policies of the Federation to address sexual abuse and harassment in the sport. I think the the murder of the 12-year-old Dakuse by his coach is a good motivation for any federation to ensure that they actually have a safeguarding policies whereby athletes can report abuse. So I would like to know, how far has the federation come with the process to establish policies, and when can we expect it to be on the website? And then another concern that I have is the lack of women representation, as was mentioned in the presentation. And I would like to know, how will the federation address this? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Van Dijk. Honorable Dennis.
Thank you, Chairperson. And I would like also to express my thanks for the presentation. I first of all want to, congratulate Basketball SA. And I think the progress that we've heard this morning is a massive progress to where they were a few, 4 or 5 years ago. And may I take this opportunity, Chairperson, to thank the department, the minister, and particularly the DGG, Ms. Umaya Khan, in her role in this department with SASCOC, and the work that the steering committee has played in building up to where we are now. I think it's a good progress for us as a committee who must do oversight, and I think the committee has pressed in on these on the sports bodies to do the right thing, because we are dealing with public money. So I think the committee should also be congratulated here, Chairperson, in your role. I would like to ask Ms. Khan about the 1 million given via SASCOC, if all that money was spent, and if Basketball SA will now get more money, the fact that there is a good progress report for them to strengthen their structures and the administration, and whatever was raised, the road to the elections, preparation for the AGM, and then of course the offices after and the appointments of staff, if they will get money as they periodically give the progress reports, if money will make available, even if it's via SASCOC. And then the last question, Chairperson, I would like to know if the 8 provinces who participated, if we can just hear from not the representation at the NEC, but or the AGM, but the AGMs itself in the provinces, how does transformation feature there with regard to the gender and disability that we've heard? We know we will have to have this debate about schools as we move forward, but I just wanted to know how the provinces at the moment feature in their own provincial structures that was elected before they could come to the national structures. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Honorable Malomane.
Thank you, Chair. Let me also welcome the presentation from the overview from the department and the presentation from the newly elected board. We welcome you. We believe that we'll see changes. We believe in you that as a newly elected board, you'll do wonders so that we can see basketball in the remote areas. My question, Chair, it will be that on their presentation, they spoke about the lack of cooperation from certain provinces regarding the over the EPG compliance, which are those provinces that have challenges with the issue of compliance and the issues of the medical commission and the issues of their office space. I don't know if maybe if they're not yet, as they said, they're not yet been established. Do they have any time frame that they've set for themselves so that this is the time frame so that we can be aware and check and so that we can do a follow up? The other question was asked about the issue of Gauteng. What are the challenges that are within Gauteng so that they don't have a established structure? And then they also said 8 out of the 9 provinces they've attended the
the elective conference, which province never attended, and what were the reasons? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Malumani. It's Honorable, what did I read? Honorable Sibisi.
Thank you, Chairperson, and greetings to the honorable members, members of the department, and members of Basketball South Africa. Chairperson, let me start by firstly thanking the department for making it sure, together with SASCOC, that the Basketball South Africa is being assisted to have their new committees. And we also say thanks to the department. But I've got questions that I would like to direct to the department about the school, I mean, about the issue of school sport. We've been asking these questions for almost when we are discussing the sports with the department, but I'm not sure whether the department does need or it does see that for a sport in schools to continue, they need school sport or they need educators. I'm saying this because nothing that is being done by the Department of Sports, even to sit down and assist or sit with the Department of Education in terms of developing the school sport, we will never achieve what we want to achieve if we keep on ignoring educators, if we keep on ignoring the school sport, because most of our population in terms of development in sport are schools going children who in future will become the professional athletes. Say, for example, now my biggest worry, it's an issue between Athletics South Africa and school sport. Didikan, he knows very well, I mean, he knows very well, and some members of the sports, that there is always a confusion who should administer or who should run the issue of athletics. The season of track and field is right now approaching, but it is not still, it is still not yet clear who will be conducting those tournaments. Right now, the basketball has elected, and they should be assisted in pushing for the basketball in schools. But the problem is, it is very difficult for the federations just to go and develop sports in schools. Parents will always trust educators as the one who are assigned with the development of their children. So the department is making a biggest mistake by not coming up with a rule or by overlooking the issue of school sport. Nonetheless, we recommend and we wish the department to support all the federations, and in particular, say something about the school sport. Where are we standing? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sibisi. Honorable Makaula.
Thanks, Chair. Ngibonge, Chair. Ngibonge le futhi naba electiwe kwibhodi ngithemba njengoba be-electiwe ama new elected azowenza umsebenzi wawo. Engizokusho nje la nami ukugcizelela ukuthi siya sijabule mabengena kuma board, because siya sibe nenkolelo yokuthi abantu bakithi especially intsha izokwazi ukuthi ikwazi ukulekeleleka, especially siyazi ama sports tibona into ebalulekile ekwazi ukuthi iy'ngane ziphume noma into iphume kuzidakamizwa. Ngiphinde ngigcizelele la kumhlonishwa uSibisi Lubisi ukuthi le nto yama-sports ey'koleni noma kumakhaya kuma-rural areas sinenkinga chenge nkulu inhlonipho. Abanawo amathalente bayawenza ama-basketball, Even ama soccer yonkinto, but akekho esimbonayo ozihluphayo sithando sami eyakubona eyobathuthukisa ngoba angazi noma kusabhekwa yini ngokobuhlanga although kungafanele lo sakhuluma nge-apartheid but kodwa mase ulana ukhona izinto oyibonayo lakhe sithi ingane yami ifunde esikoleni solunye uhlanga uyabona ama-sport badlala yonke ilokhuzana ama-sport akhona kodwa kulezi iy'kole zabantu abamnyama sinazo especially nasemakhaya nami engiyibuza ukuthi ngabe mhlambe kuye kuthola ukuthi akekho yini uthisha ozokwazi ukuthi abafundise yini na bengizocela mina sihlalo sami ngokukhulu ukuhlonipha nokuzithoba le nto kulo sihlala la sikhuluma into eyodwa singayiboni implementeka especially la sisuka khona kubantu bakithi ibuhlungu sithandwa sami bengicela mina ukuthi umhlonishwa wami lowo ake simbone phela kuthiwa endaweni ethize nampa abaxhasiwe even babathathe sibabone ukuthi awu laba baqala emazikeni la bantu badlala la kuma-sport ama-basketball boze bagcine sebengene ey'ntweni ey'ngafanele because akukho laba encouragewa khona ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi le nto abayenza nabo babone bangabantu abavelele ngiyabonga sengigcina nje isihlalo sami ngixolise bakithi kuleli sonto ubona ngathi bengafuni ukukhuluma inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu ngishone lo dokotela wami obekuthanda umphakathi ngendlela ongayazi enye izinto lezi ezikhona sinazo.
One of the things that we do not know how are going to happen. Today is the first time that I'm actually feeling better. The doctor, when there was somebody sick in the community, you take them and say you'd pay later. These are some of the things we should ask to God to stop for a bit. The doctor died in a car accident. We should also stop liquor. The people who drink liquor should drink more water. Mr. Tele did say that. Thank you.
No, I'm still having a hinge. Point of order.
No, Chair, it's just me, Chair. I just want to inform the committee that we do have an interpreter in the meeting to assist with interpretation for Mamu Kaula. So they'd like to interpret now straight after Mamu Kaula for other members.
Thank you. Do so, Miss or Mr.
Thank you very much, Chair. Sorry to
my apologies. I thank the person who is speaking on the interpretation. I do not bother you when you use your English. You also have a right to go and learn our language so that we can understand each other. Thank you.
Hayi
kaloku mama bazathi nawe uzawusazi nini labo ilwimi.
Ndiyalazi ndiyaluzwa.
Hayi.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
The interpreter is doing simultaneous interpretation. And if you want to listen to it, you can change on the interpretation button from isiZulu to English. Then you will hear the interpretation as Mam Kaula is speaking.
Okay. Nkosi Mam Kaula. Let me go to Honorable Zondi.
Chairperson, thank you very much. You won't win this thing. I call the salo make good in a look. Let me join my colleagues in welcoming the presentation and congratulations to the new leadership of basketball. Chair, I think Honorable Mhlongo took going to ask and Honorable Malumane and Honorable Sibisi In fact, I'm covered by my colleagues in my questions. The issue of Gauteng, the involvement of DSEC on the election, on the gender representation, and the issue of the school marketing. Chair, you see, honourable members have passionately talk about marketing of sports in schools. Most countries, Chair, education is many countries. Education is compulsory, and they target. They know that if they target, they want to target youth development. In sports, they know that they will find a youth at schools. So we wish the department should do the same. In fact, it's not the issue of a question, but it's a comment, because my colleagues have commented on that. The last question, Chair, I wish to pose to the leadership of the basketball is the issue of the National Competitive League for Women. Because South Africa, Chair, is supposed to stand on a cool ball, soccer.
Sports is left, that is left quite much is soccer.
More than 20 years for South Africa to have the National League, Women National League, because of donors. Maybe even here, I know, not maybe, I know that the issue of donors in basketball is the issue. That is why it took some time for the National League in May. So I just wish to know to the new leadership in their developmental agenda and their long-term plan, because it's not going to happen now. When are they anticipating to have the National League of Women? Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Zondi. Honorable members, when you finish, you must lower your hand, because now I'm still seeing the hands which are up, which are already spoken. Can also take this opportunity to raise some few concerns. Thank you for the two presentations from the department and to you, Basketball South Africa. To my understanding, I'm seeing the majority of you, you were in the past a board. And by mentioning that, I'm mentioning that you are getting here with maybe those who are few who have been not in this board, that you are going to take the comments that were put by a department. Because as we were speaking, correctly so, you reported to us that you were supposed to have your AGM in a normal language in 2020. And immediately that, as this committee, we did got a report from Mr. Togut, who's a member from the Basketball South Africa, complained about the consultation, complained about the nominations, complained about one family which was nominated going to your AGM, and a complaint about processes that led to that conference that it didn't sit up. So
I do agree that according to your report, we have noticed that, and you had to research it, that, but you must bear in mind that you research it because already there were contestation against your preparations. I'm saying you must now try to correct those things. And it's a known factor. We are supporting the department. This question of gender, people with disability, they are very critical, but we cannot say thank you if in even in this new responsibility that we are given, that this EPG is not going to be looked at. And really, as this as committee, I'm 100% that we are doing our oversight to everybody. That thing were even confirmed by the AG. Anyone who's thinking that we don't do that, I don't know that person who or she is living in which world, because even the AG and most of the entities where we're doing our oversight through department and through them individual entities, in majority of them, they do correct what as this collective we've identified that there are gaps. Because when we are here, we are looking and listening. In some areas, we are learning. In some areas, we are to see the gaps that if you can do ABC together with our department. So I'm saying that you can be a new board members, but your majority, you were amongst the outgoing leadership. Please, but what now I can also emphasize to the contribution of my colleagues is that I'm suspecting that department, I'm not sure whether in the next item you'll tell us more about this MOU between yourself and the basic education. Some of us, we are going to finish these terms without anything happening of what is very important, being in a sport committee and being having a sister department. Every year, every term, we spoke about the MOU, which is not moving. I'm suspecting that, given the chance that you are still going to brief us, these teams of each department, the team that may be the new SG or the new DG in a basic education is going to meet with this DSEC of ours. Really, we cannot do better without the implementation of MOU. These MOU are just in papers, and in order that we must not blame our department, we need to report how far are we. But we are wishing you that all what we have identified, your good self, all what our department identified, but surely we'll be getting there whilst we're still together. I thank you. Now is the time to respond to our questions.
Thank you, Chair. Before I respond, I just want to make a note that our president of our federation is in the meeting. Also in the meeting is our first vice president as well. Just maybe if I could start with the last one, Chair, that you've mentioned about the most of the current NEC, 9 individuals are coming from the previous board. From the 9, only 3 are from the previous board. The other 6 are all new. So therefore, 6 are new and 3 are from the previous board. So majority is actually new, Chair. And then in terms of the processes that the in particular individual was mentioning in terms of his complaints, I can't say much on that. It is a process that was followed that was very rigorous, and it wasn't one that was only done by basketball alone. There were independents from the nomination stage and also another independent when elections were happening. So as far as proper constitutional processes are concerned, as well as consultations, we knew even as far as the quadrennial meeting is concerned, like I've mentioned, one of the reasons why it only happened now is because the structures had to be in place and in good standing, and also for us to check with them whether they are consulting. But yeah, I'll leave that one there, Chair. Honorable Mshongo, some of my colleagues might want to respond to other questions, Chair. If I may respond to Honorable Mshongo, it was the first one. The old pictures.
Can we do this approach? Just respond in the questions. Leave to mention the name of the collective. Will come back if you didn't respond. Just take the questions that you can respond on. Because if starting by responding to each of us, you are not going to do justice. You are too many. You must take your bite, and others will take their bite in order that we must run these question responses amicably. I thank you.
Thank you very much for the guidance, Chair. We've done club championships this year. Those are pictures that we will upload. We couldn't do a lot of competitions because we had to work on getting the administration in place. But that's a lot of work that was done. And the apologies for that. We will definitely put those pictures up as soon as possible. The actual issue with Gauteng, the Confederation, as the DG has also reported, when we had two or three times a try at having Gauteng to sit for elections in the province. And as far as the respondent or the responding is concerned from the different areas within the province, the districts and so on, it unfortunately didn't get the response that we expected. But we will now, with a new board that's there, send in an entire delegation to go and fix that situation. So by early next year, Gauteng will be in place. The lotto money, when last did we get lotto money? It is in 2015. That's the last time we got lotto money. Issues of school sports, we are working very closely with the leadership of school sports. The issues there are very complicated, one can put it that way historically, but a lot of progress has happened as well. But within our policies, we need to strengthen the position of school sports, and that is one that we've discussed in our meetings, but now we need to put it on paper, because it's true that definitely the pipeline for talent into where we have national representation is at school level. The status of the case, the case is now sitting with the SIU. The last time I heard from the SIU, when they called me for some information, which is also the forensic report, was sometime in March or April. I don't have the specific date. Western Cape, the serious competitions within the townships and so forth. Yes, we agree with that there is in some of the provinces a little bit of a challenge, but I can say that in Western Cape, the fact that Cape Town Tigers, who has shown us so much pride in terms of the Basketball Africa League competition that they won in our zone, their base is in Guguletu. And the fact that their base is in Guguletu and their club means that in terms of their requirements to be a club, there's adoption that needs to happen within that place where they are based, as far as schools are concerned, adopting a school and so forth. So yeah, we will make sure that we go there and we audit and we have to put pressure on them if they haven't started with that process. The site guarding policy, yes, very, very important. In fact, one of our leaders within the executive and within the board is with us here in the meeting. He wanted to respond to that one, but I said, you know, let's not go too much on the detail of this. Let's rather get to make sure that we put policies in place, because the honorable member is correct, because having a debate or having to discuss things that we already know exist and there's a problem with it, it's just for us to get to solutions and implementation of that. So it's duly noted, and we're definitely going to put a strong drive on that. Thank you, honorable. The lack of women representation, we are forced to have to co-opt a woman into our board, because even our second vice president position is vacant, and we will push and make sure that that position is filled by a female or even a person with disability as well. But yeah, I've been in basketball for very long in the Free State, and even here in the Free State, we've always in our provincial structures make sure that disability and women are represented. But yeah, on this level, one has to push them. The competition, the leagues, we couldn't do anything as far as the leagues are concerned in the past 2 years, because we had to get our structures in place. So if your provincial structures are not in place, then you can't have a national league, because you need leadership within the provinces, because the league has to start with qualifying rounds from the respective districts within the provinces up to the provincial level, and then the champions then go to this particular finals, you know, on the national league. But as far as club champs are concerned, we did have club champs this year, and it was quite successful, and with the support of the department as well. We in fact, unfortunately, due to the time constraint that we had, we were not able to do the women's club champs, which we have already planned and also put on paper. But we are very desperate, if one can put it that way, to have that women's club champs to take place. Sports in rural areas, yes, it is a challenge. Basketball South Africa has probably got a better a chance of getting into those spaces better than any other sports coach, because Basketball South Africa, or let me say basketball equipment, is not such an expensive exercise. I mean, basketball can be played on gravel, it can be played on a tennis court that exists. You can just convert it into a basketball court. So and also the equipment that you use, you just need a basketball for basketball. So it's not that you need very expensive stuff. And I think that since we have our commissions and we have a full complement on our board, we will be able to drive more. I know that we've done something in KwaZulu-Natal in terms of rural outreach to and we did actually very good with the University of Johannesburg also going out into these rural spaces, and we have records in terms of the past work that we've done, and I think we can just revive that again. Thank you, Chair. I hope I've covered everything. As far as the EPG is concerned, Chair, we now, with the structures in place, it is now much easier, because people can account for us to push for the EPG data to come in. Historically, it was only about 30% of our provinces that struggled to get the EPG reports in, because I think it's due to them not understanding what data they're supposed to submit, although they have a template, but also on where to find the data, because in some of these structures, the provinces, it's new leadership that's there, and it's for us to go out there and assist them as the board in collecting the data. So we're going to have to appoint someone that goes around that knows how to collect this data to go and assist those 30% of outstanding provinces for us to submit. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Bergman. We are welcoming you, President Mr. Mtiane, and whoever will join later. Any other additions from basketball before we give it to the department? Yes, Tando.
Thank you, Chairperson and the honorable members. I wanted just to add a few notes in the presentation or answering of my colleague, Mr. Victor. We as the new NEC would really like to revive the code, but as a former chairperson of the province where I come from in the Free State, so there have been challenges in terms of some other provinces supporting basketball. One member here spoke about it seems like football is the only code that is happening in the country. So when you go to districts, we go to provinces, you go to local municipalities, that is at least where we need a buy-in from the leadership to say, let us support all the codes. Even in terms of national, the priority of the sports being not a priority in terms of government. You know, we have education and safety and social development as priorities. So it also affects us as the sports movement. So in terms of us reviving the sports, we are going to have mini basketballs as a form of mass participation. We're also focusing on school and community sports, provincial leagues, where then the provinces must support. In terms of schools and communities, we're expecting municipalities to also support us when it comes to sports facilities. At national level, we're working with the national department. We are also going to revive sports in a form of a three-on-three a program where it can happen in a parking lot, in a popular mall, in waterfront, in Bloemfontein, and so on, so that at least we make a more awareness in terms of the sports. So from my discussion here is that let us get a buy-in from all the three spheres of government, and also not forgetting the business community out there. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Chando. Mobile.
Good morning, Chairperson. My apologies for the name Unmobile. I've used my wife's device so that I can be able to.
In community.
It's
long
together,
Chairperson. In community.
Yes, you know, Chairperson,
and
I'm Sanele Mtiane, the President, Chair.
President. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No, Chairperson, I must apologize to the committee for joining the meeting late. I had commitments that were forcing, but upon also apologizing to those commitments, I ensured that I respect the invitation by the committee, so that we are able to respectfully pass the stage. At which even the committee has not been satisfied with the organization's work. And I think my colleagues would have reported, and then I joined in when there were questions that were asked to us. And I must say, Chairperson, that what I've noted is more of a very strong advice to us that that supports the position for all members and our general counsel to respect the mandate that we've been given to ensure that the issues of the past cannot be discussed even by this committee. The basketball with its opportunity, you can only take it by even measuring the Basketball Africa League, wherein the former president of US has bought in shareholding into it, and it's happening in Africa. So we cannot longer then ignore the role South Africa played in this competition. In fact, we must inform the committee that before this competition, South Africa was posed as a hosting country before Rwanda. Now, it only not only for us as basketball, but it's a national interest that these governments are taking it serious, though the competition is also for men at the moment, but the growth that it possesses is not measurable at the moment. So we take very strong advice, and our comments would be, Chairperson, on the issue of school sport, and I'm happy that you are going to still further the engagement with the department, because some of us are the product of schools of school sport. You know, back in the days of USASA, Umam Sumaya Khan will know me from Guatuguza, you know, when we were still involved in many competitions, including the Lower Tukela Tonva games and so forth, you know. So there has been a lot of competition. In fact, I would argue very strong that most of the active administrators currently are coming through the pathway of the school sport. And I think if we are going to ignore that phase of development, especially for the federations, it's going to be a problem. The reality, Chairperson, is, as you will discuss, you know, I would also just input on a practical scenario, again, in my township, you know, where I come from, or in my city, where in Guatuguza, you've got ingane that comes from Emthandeni, you know, they come from Emthandeni to Stengamena, and at 2 o'clock, Omalume, they are waiting for these kids to take them home, because the kids can no longer play schools, participate within schools. And when they get home, they don't have anything to do, you know. So that's why, as a federation, we're advocating for the system to be changed in order to accommodate the kids and advance a club development system where all clubs in our communities must exist. And that is to support the schools, kids, when they get at home at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, so that they are able to have something to do. And again, over the weekend, there are leagues that are active to be played. So the department does run a club development system. But of course, budget would be a constraint because many codes are existing. And I think the collaboration between these two departments, which is something that has been going on even during the time of Indaba in 2011, you know, these matters were discussed. And I think a clear way of implementing the school sport, which involves us at the level of development, you know, when kids are still young, getting the fundamentals of the game, is very critical, including, by the way, an important component of technical technical officials. You know, we will only be able to get more because the schools are having a lot of this material which we can be able to tap in. And I think President,
honorable members, honorable visitors, we are running short of time. By 11, we're supposed to start the briefing of annual report by the department. You know, annual report, and you also want to engage. I'm not stopping anyone. Anyone now who's going to contribute, you are in injury time, even the department itself. I'm reminding you, honorable visitors and department, I thank you.
Yeah, yeah, no, thanks, Chairperson. In 2 minutes, Chairperson, I think one will obviously, if further, have to just engage in these replies through writing. Request our Secretary General to put this response in writing, because I think they are very critical. The issue of women, you know, we've been pressured. We understand the pressure that we have to put balance in, you know, into our code from the competition's point of view as well. And again, I think the EPG as well, we've been very much on the red as an organization. Part of what we had to do advocating for democracy and towards the election was to ensure that in the committee, all provinces have got a member. So I don't think we are going to have a problem to say there's a province that is not submitted, because as a person who comes from KwaZulu-Natal, I must ensure KwaZulu-Natal's Basketball Association is able to submit. But in a nutshell, Chairperson, I think most of our shortcomings will be worked with. We must thank the department. They've pushed us a lot to ensure that we are here, SASCOC, and yourself when we came here the previous time. I would like us, obviously, to thank the opportunity. We shall do better. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, President. Encouraging words. Department or Mr. Nakan could say.
Thank you, Mr.
Just a moment. Jabu, what do you mean when we are saying that they must come in Friday? They are about to finish. Let's just give them time to round up. I'm suspecting the proposal from the president also, this is a new office and they've taken a note of what we are saying. And even this thing of agenda, they are going to have a plan and then we'll call them then. So go on, Mr. Nathan Kutsi.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair. First of all, I just want to say thank you. And I feel honored to be in your presence as a chairman of the portfolio of sport and recreation. So thanks. I just want to just inform you that you know, I'm just commenting first of all on the question of the current exec who was part of the previous exec. I just would like you to inform you that that is a very good blend, because without the exec of the previous, you know, that we would not have been able to be where we are at the moment, because it was that exec that was helping. For example, when I was the chairperson of the Western Cape Western Cape Basketball Association, it was that exec that was helping us forward. And now that we are in the exec of the National Basketball Association, BSA, you know, we view them as our mentors, and we bring in fresh ideas, but it's always nice to have some experienced people that is also part of the team, that has the background of what happened in the past, that we can move together. So it's a very good combination that the current exec of BSA has, that we have at the moment in the exec. Then with regards to the bringing basketball to the communities that need it, as Mr. Victor said, Cape Town Tigers come from Guguletu, and we've also busy put on our table one of our goals. Our strong goals is to make sure that we focus on skills training and development within basketball, that we can educate everybody across the structures on everything from basketball, from coaching to refereeing, table officials, and also to the current structures, how the structures operate and where everybody fits in. So I just thought I'd just bring that to your attention. I mean, also with regards to skills training and development, I just like to just touch on that case where the coach killed the player. In that case, we're going to be putting a lot of policies in place to prevent such things. Like, for example, as part of the skills training and development, we're going to make sure that we have accredited skills development programs, so that those coaches is going to have skill accredited certificates, which also is going to include criminal checks credit checks and all this type of things. So it encompasses a whole aspects. It encompasses not only basketball, but taking into account the safety of the youth out there as well. So I just thought I'd bring that also to your attention. But thank you very much. I'm just keeping it short and sweet in injury time. Thank you.
No, it can't be injury time. These are very important contribution in all of you. Seemingly, we are going to work as a collective and with the experience of the other three who have been with you. DJ?
No, Chairperson, thank you very much for the opportunity. I think we'll try to answer as briefly as possible, but informative as we can. I think first and foremost, we need to clarify this issue of the department interface with DPE. Because there seem to be a misunderstanding on our working relationship with them. And I think we'll have to give just a synopsis of this relationship. The MOU that is in place and the one that we are reviewing and zooms in on a number of areas, including the issue of the sport in schools being core, not just being an added responsibility in schools. Now, the programs we have, I will ask DDG Khan just to talk briefly to that, because the school sport development and the club development, those things are taking place. And then, so when we talk about the school sport development, we can give you a few indication of what is being done in this area. And I want DDG just to go to just briefly on that, Chairperson. The assumption that the government is not putting sport as a priority in schools is extremely wrong and misplaced, because as we know that the federation we're talking to has been dysfunctional and having problems, and the intention was to make sure that it finds its feet so that it can then get the financial support where we can for them to do some of the work in terms of operations. So if one of their members is not aware of that, can't come here and talk about government not making sport a priority, casting a special word in that.
Oh, Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Semis.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Honorable, no, Semis. I wish to... Can I correct the speaker? I think his words are too strong. As I have spoken about the issue of sport, of school sport, I am speaking on it as I am coming from the school sport, and this is not to me, it's not a theory, and I'm telling the committee that right now there is a problem between schools athletics and school and ASA. When he is telling us that they are solving the problem, that is untrue. He must tell us right now who's supposed to run athletics next year, is ASA or is schools athletics. He must come up clean. And even in terms of football, is it SAFA or is it schools football? Because there is a confusion as we speak. Football is being run properly. So he must tell us whether he is supporting. No way, Chairperson. I need to be protected by you. Chairperson?
I'm protecting you.
You know I'm not unrude. I'm not unrude, but remember what is...
I'm protecting you. I wanted you to look at your camera, or you must switch off. We are cut.
No,
who was involved in the school sport.
You didn't listen to
this
me.
This is not a deal, what I'm saying.
I didn't want to cut you. I was saying switch off your camera because you are cut. Do you hear
thank
me?
You, thank you. And I apologize. Yes, I hear you now. So.
Go on, DJ.
Can I appeal for patience, honorable member, so I can hear?
Yeah, I've heard you have a problem of network, honorable CBC.
Can I come again, Chairperson?
Yeah, you can.
What Chairperson I'm saying, I'm not fabricating. There's a problem between Athletics South Africa and Schools Athletics. Schools Athletics as a committee, which is led by Willie. And up until now, in terms of athletics, the department doesn't know which one should they fund. Are they funding ASA or they will support Schools Athletics? So when the member of the department saying what we are saying is a theory, he is totally incorrect. Unless otherwise he can prove here whether they will support Schools Athletics. And I've even said, in terms of football, there is SAFA, there is Schools Football, and football tournament, there's still a confusion who should run football and who should support the competitions for football. It's what the department is saying, or he's just coming us to tell us that we are wrong, what you are saying. As I'm saying this, I've said, I am hands-on on school sport. I am coming from school sport. Chairperson.
Thank you.
For giving me this opportunity.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Can you continue, DJ? I didn't want to stop the member. And as we were speaking, you were supposed to wait until you finished. But you know, sometimes members, I must give them that chance to say what they want to say, maybe in order that DG, you must respond even in this follow-up. There's something called follow-up question, but I've allowed him. Go on, DG.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Let me first and foremost just allow, as I had said, the DDG just to indicate what is being done on these matters. But I can assure the member, honorable member, that personally I had engaged, even Mr. William Kasanyane is referring to, I have engaged with the DG of Basic Education on this matter, around the challenges that the Sport Federation vis-a-vis what is happening with athletics. We'll talk this matter because the issue is raising is we should then give a report on what is being done around this matter. With the president of SAFA, the same issues have been raised. So I think we need the opportunity to first respond on these matters. And I will ask DDG Khan, if you can just go through that. And then I will then add, or Simpiwe is here, if he wants to add anything, even including the sport infrastructure issues that we are dealing with. And can I ask DDG Khan?
Thank you very much, DG, Madam Chair and members. Thanks for the opportunity. Just to quickly respond to some of the questions, and as DG indicated, with school sport, Chairperson, it is a priority for us. If you look at the funding that we have in the conditional grant, 40% of the conditional grant goes towards school sport. And within that 40%, Madam Chair, there is money that's allocated for the district, for provincial, and for the national sports competitions. we as a national level, we have the summer games, we have winter games, we have autumn games, and we have the indigenous games program. And the provinces would do the same to bring their athletes to a national event. And then within the conditional grant, Madam Chair, each province, they have to allocate funding towards to the purchase of equipment and attire. They have to also allocate funding towards the training of educators. They also have to deliver the events, the provincial and the district events. And a portion of the funding is also allocated to employ school sports coordinators who would run school sports programs. And also, Madam Chair, there's money that's allocated for the school sports structures in each of the provinces. From our side, Madam Chair, within the transfer payments that we make to the federations, there is a portion that's ring-fenced for school sports. And hence, Madam Chair, we deal with the federations because, Madam Chair, the federation is a recognized sports body. It's a recognized organization for that code of sport. They are affiliated to the world, the international federations. So any school sports structure that wants to work on their own cannot be recognized. The federation has to recognize them. And hence the funding goes to the federation. Madam Chair, you must also remember, if we have a school sports structure and they go and they organize their own events, if a child has to break a record, a 100-meter record, or a 400-meter record, who is going to recognize that record? It has to be the federation. And hence the federation has to take ownership of the code of sport, whether it's school sport, whether it's disabled sport, whether it's veterans, the master's section, the federation takes responsibility for that. So we don't deal with any structure that calls itself a school sport structure, etc. We work through the federations. With regard to athletics, we had various interactions with them, Madam Chair, with regard to the school sports structure. In 2019, athletics had a general council meeting where a decision was taken, a resolution was taken that they would combine their junior sports activities together with the school sports activities. They developed a calendar. It was approved by World Athletics. And there was a school sports structure then decided they were going to do their own and run a parallel activity and a tournament. We were engaging with them, and we were also engaging with the unions, because educators belong to a union, to try and resolve the matter. Unfortunately, COVID came about, and all of the activities were cancelled. And hence, last year, we didn't have any school sports activity, and now we're engaging with everyone with regard to the autumn activities, which are going to take place in January. But we have not ignored that, Madam Chair, and we're still in talks with athletics. But that was the issue, that we will not recognize anyone else who runs it on their own, because the money is with athletics. The money is with cricket or with rugby, etc., because it's ring-fenced money for school sport that we give to them from a national level. And then I've indicated how the grant also works, Madam Chair. We have 16 priority codes of sport in schools, Madam Chair, in the school sport program. There's 16, and we chose the 16 based on the fact that those codes of sport has the ability to bring glory. They're the pipeline to take our athletes to winning more medals. Then we have those codes are also, we look at codes that promote mass participation and making sure that we promote healthy lifestyles, the physical activity. We also chose codes, Madam Chair, that actually lends itself to both males and females participating and also has a disability stream to it. So that's how we chose the 16 codes of sport. I'm not going to go through the 16 codes of sport, but I can make that available, Madam Chair. Then with regard, Madam Chair, to the governance structures, we work with the Department of Basic Education. There is an MOU. I'll chat about it shortly. We've got a joint national task team that's made up of Department of Basic Education, ourselves, and the sports federations at a national level. And then we have an extended joint national task team that brings in your provincial department of sport and your provincial department of education. And in planning for all of these major, these events, these tournaments, etc., we work with these structures, Madam Chair, to look at the programs, to look at the state of readiness and the planning and preparation for those events. So that is how we work with the school sport. Then, Madam Chair, there's the issue of the MOU, and we note the comments from the members that it is taking very long. Madam Chair, we are still implementing the school sport MOU as it is, but a process that is now gone, it's quite far in finalization. We're almost there. We have started to develop an MOU that speaks to arts, culture, sport, and recreation. Because in the former Department of Arts and Culture, there was a relationship with basic education, and the former Department of Sport had a relationship. We're now merging that MOU. The process is we completed the MOU between the DDG responsible for school sport in the Department of Basic Education and myself. We are finalizing the work plan. Unfortunately, we were supposed to meet last Friday to finalize it, and we could not do that. So that process is underway, and we're going to present to the two DDGs for their input, and then it will go to the ministers for them to look at it, and we will finalize it. So that process is far ahead in terms of finalizing the new MOU, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I think it's important to also note that physical education belongs to the Department of Basic Education. And that's an important aspect that is the bedrock. Skills development belongs in schools. And physical education is the point. I mean, like the president has said about from basketball has indicated his role in school sport, and the member who has been talking about school sport, we've also come from a process of being in school sport and physical education being the core of developing the skills of young people. And that belongs in the Department of Education. And until such time we can have dedicated physical education as a standalone subject, I think we're constantly going to talk about the skills development and the pipeline. Madam Chair, with regards to the question that was asked by the member around the 1 million rands given to SASCOC, do we know how the money has been spent? Madam Chair, as we indicated, it was allocated for the turnaround process for Basketball South Africa. That process only completed now with the elections on the 6th of November. SASCOC will actually do an audited financial statement, which they will present to us, and then perhaps we can report on how the expenditure was done. So at this stage, we do not have a report from SASCOC because it's just 2 weeks ago that they've completed their work. And you would know, Madam Chair, that we do not pay for services beforehand. So the last services are still being finalized, being paid off, and we will await that report from SASCOC. Other interventions, Madam Chair, and I know that the DG said that Superior will speak about it, about the infrastructure. So I will hand over now, Madam Chair, to DG, back to DG for any further comments. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Thank you, DG.
Thank you, DG.
No, thanks. Simpiwe, do you want to add on the issue of infrastructure in particular? Just to demonstrate what is being done here to address this issue. And this includes support to rural schools and clubs in rural areas. Simpiwe?
Thank you. Thank you, DG.
Before Simpiwe, honorable members, I want to put this motion. I'm suspecting as a committee, maybe we made an error of putting together basketball that we've been longing to have engagement with them. I'm looking at the time, honorable members, and as was seeing that this discussion is very important in both of us, department, basketball, and
it was with us as a committee. Today we're at 2 o'clock, we're having a plenary. And I'm looking at the time. And I'll pleading that let's now talk about that. And maybe my proposal on the table that each department, if we are agreeing upon that, they must come on Friday, provided they are having other commitments. Because the report that is coming, it's also very important, like this report that you are engaging on. I want just Simpiwe hold there, and then I've already see the hand of Honorable Mhlongo. I'm inviting all the members that they must give direction on this. And Honorable Mhlongo, Honorable Malomane, thank you.
Chairperson, thank you. I would like to support your leadership, your guidance. I think even in future, we must have one entity or one organization or department. I support your proposal that let them come on Friday, and I'll urge them ask you, which can they even prepare the EQA NAC report for the forensic report in detail for us to engage with them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Maloman.
Thank you, Chair. I also wanted to second your view to say let them, they can come on Friday, unless maybe they're having something they can say. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Gigi.
Honorable Chairperson, we will come as per the direction of the committee. Yeah.
Let me take this opportunity to thank honorable members for your understanding, and thank you, DG, also. And I'm very sorry what I've done to interrupt, but I was looking at the time, and we wanted to do also justice to the new incoming executive, because we do have an interest, like as they are seeing both of us. So thank you. You can go on, Simpiwe. On the office administrators, whilst we are in here, please apply for Friday, which we were not applied for it. Thank you. Yes, Simpiwe.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson, and good afternoon to the members of the committee, the leadership of the department, and leadership of Basketball South Africa. Chair, I'm just going to touch on a few questions that I'm not sure whether we actually attended to. Firstly, broadly on the support to basketball. We obviously, Chair, were in it for a long haul, because at this point, yes, they might have turned the corner in terms of...
Apology, on a point of just clarity, can I see the face of Honorable Simpiwe?
Okay.
Maybe apology to me.
Okay, Simpiwe.
Yes. I had shown it earlier, Joman. Perhaps you missed it, but this is Simpiwe. Thank you very much, Chair. I hope you did see it, Chairperson.
Yeah, even in the first time when we were trying to speak, you did show your face, but now we are all seeing you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I was just addressing the question on the support to basketball. Yes, indeed. The department at this point would ensure that we work with basketball. Firstly, just to reorientate the new executive in terms of our procedures, and be able to also then once they've submitted their business plan, we will then look at it collectively and work, provide both the technical support and the financial support to make sure that they are stabilized going forward. Otherwise, all the work we've done in the past months would go to waste if we don't do so. So it's going to be a continuous process of engagement with the new executive. Chair, I just also maybe to indicate that whilst the prior to the elections and in the process of reviewing the constitution, there were engagements on a number of matters, including some of the provisions within the constitution. There will always be limitations, Chair, because the amendment to the constitution and what goes into it eventually and ultimately will be the responsibility of the members of the Federation, Chair, with the department with having very limited influence. We can only influence, but going forward, we'll continue working with basketball to ensure that the issues of representation are addressed, those that we have noted, and to find a solution, particularly in terms of the broader leadership and its complexion. Chair, on the whilst we were busy working on the processes leading up to the elections, we've had to also work with basketball to begin to work on their policies. So they've really formulated a wide range of policies which we were supporting them on in terms of getting outside expertise to assist in putting them together, so which address some of the deficiencies which were identified in the forensic report. So all that needs to happen now is the new executive needs to internalize those policies and ratify them and adopt them as their policies, Chair, which will then guide how they do and conduct their business moving forward. The other area, Chair, just to amplify on the effort from the side of the department to ensure that basketball and by and large is played in communities and in schools. And there are two streams, really, Chair. As you may be aware, there's a municipal infrastructure grant through which courts, various facilities are done. I can indicate that over the past 3 years, it's 2019 to date, there's about 105 facilities that have been done throughout the country. These will also include the multi-sport courts that are being done through the Sports Trust. This is our limited contribution to ensure that at least there is some infrastructure that supports the development of the sport. Yes, most of the courts would be multi-sport to be able to cater for not just basketball, but a number of sports that uses such facilities. So that basically, Chair, is, yes, we also, I mean, if we had better resources, I'm sure we'll then be able to reach out to as many communities as possible. But what remains an advantage for basketball is that there is very minimal equipment that is required to actually play the sport, as the chairperson, as the president did indicate. So
moving forward, we will have to blend together so that we can identify areas where we can catch those low-hanging fruits and be able to build from those bases where basketball is strong and move out to areas where basketball may not be existing and begin to introduce it. At some point, Chair, we will recall that basketball was once the fastest growing sport in the country, and we believe that that can still be attained with the right cooperation and approach and between all these stakeholders. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Honorable Chair, just then to add on this, in fact, recently I was as far as in Eshowe in a very deep rural area where a magnificent sport infrastructure is being finalized. And if honorable members would like to just go and see that. And that is a deep rural area. So on this 105 Simbu is talking about, it encompasses particularly the areas that have been seriously under-resourced so that we are able to assist them and allow our children, whether during school or after school, to be involved in constructive things that they can do, and that in particular is sports and culture and the arts. Hence then, this we are talking about here concretely things that have been done and are being done. We accept that they will not be adequate, we cannot accelerate unless we've got adequate resources. But the fact of the matter is that we are looking and work with municipalities, Honorable Chairperson. Even now, I've just signed the new recommendations on where to unveil these particular infrastructure programs for sporting facilities. But we don't just end there, Chairperson and Honorable Member. We also then deal with the issue of provision of equipment and attire. Everywhere where we hand over, we ensure that at least 10 schools, surrounding schools, benefit through sport and equipment and attire. At the same time, we say identify clubs in that area, which we also provide with sporting equipment. So there is work being done, but it might not be at a pace we want. But that is an indication of our commitment and how we're prioritizing the issue of sport. On the issue of then development, working with basic education, I must emphasize this issue to them. We are at a minister to minister level. This MOU is not just being finalized by myself and DG Mueli, but it's Minister Mutesha and Minister Nadim Tebu, ensuring that we address everything that requires school support and that the MOU is comprehensive. Hence now, after looking at it, the issue was, how are you gonna implement this thing? And that is what DG Khan is talking about, a work plan for execution purposes, and where myself as DG and the minister can monitor whether that which is committed to is being done. Because we couldn't go and say, here's an MOU, as one of the members had indicated, that we don't want this to be a paper tiger. It has to be something that can be done and be monitored and be verified. So that is what is happening. The issue of athletics, when we engaged with the basic education, as DG Khan is saying, in our meeting, myself and Digimon, one of the key problems was that you need the support of the teacher unions. And he indicated clearly that that is what they're doing also on their side, so that the teacher unions are on board, because the structure that is supported by teacher unions is the one that is going to be able to run sport, not National Department of Sport, not provincial, because you need educators. So he indicated their own engagement at the level of a department, so that if anything and there is unhappiness, it does not deteriorate to a point where there is a strike, whatever, that affects curriculum delivery. So consultations and engagement is what is being done to make sure that we all move together and make this board a reality. Finally, Chair, one of the members from basketball indicated a very fundamental societal issue here. Omalume, our children are traveling out of township or rural areas and they are taken by cars. There is no time for them to play sport. They have to leave early. Now, this is a fundamental issue of how do we make sure that children do not have to travel out of their areas so that they are able to then have time to play sport. But when the car is waiting outside, a very talented young child has no opportunity because has to leave. So why then are we doing the issue of clubs? It's because at least the clubs are local. Hence we are supporting the clubs, so that at least the child, even if we're unable to do that, is leaving Umlazi early and at 5 o'clock to be at school. He comes back, the Malume is waiting. He's able, when he gets then back to Umlazi to, before doing homework, he's involved in sport through a club. So we had to look at all these things and say, how best do we address the issue, Honorable Chairperson? So I just want to confirm that Chairperson, the school sport is a priority area. Two, Minister is on record, Minister Mteto, around the issue of transformation. And we are working with the federations to deal with this issue, and hence EPG. In fact, our intention was to expand beyond the 19 codes so that EPG looks at across the board. But there are too many codes, hence there was a decision to have priority codes, 19 of them. Once we achieve that, we move and focus on the rest. So the basketball leadership, newly elected leadership, we are happy as a department that they have chosen this area as one of their critical delivery and focal areas. We will work with them. Because transformation, as Minister Mdjeda have said, is non-negotiable in the area of sport. Chairperson, I'm not sure if we have left anything else. Honorable members will assist us, and then we'll provide further clarity.
Honorable members, you have seen, I don't know whether this hand has been lowered, which has been in the screen, the hand of Honorable Mshongo. Besides that, I don't see any hand. Oh, Honorable Mshongo, Honorable Mashingosi. Honorable Mashingosi.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Thank you to the explanation from the DG. My question is, what is the department saying of the Gauteng MEC Sisimbali Mhlophe about the gift that they gave each other? Why people are, you know, being under this pandemic? That is my question. As you know, what is the department's position on that? Thank you.
Honorable Mshongo.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I wanted to congratulate the department to do an oversight or executive side to guide the Basket South Africa. Chair, but the question is directly now to the department, and especially regarding what is happening within the sporting code. I think that question, why I'm asking it now, last week I was not satisfied with an answer. Can I have a letters, maybe sample letters that they wrote to different sporting codes for them not to get their funding? Just a sample of four codes with the actual date, because Chair, I'm putting it to you again, as I did last time, that they did not write to any sporting code to tell them that there's an issue of outstanding documents or whatever that is outstanding, the reason we don't release your grant. Now, I need just a sample of those copies to a federation, and then I'll be happy and with the actual date. But Sibawonge for guidance here, department, to especially to Basket South Africa. I think we're looking forward to the new council, and we'll be watching you as the oversight committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Msongo. Honorable members, I'm suspecting DDG Ken was present. DG, we received your apology last week. The information that Honorable Msongo is asking again, we alluded to saying that because there was an answer, but the answer was saying that let's get information. So this is a second request. The one of gifts.
Honorable Chairperson, I'm sure Narema Lingozi is aware that we are talking, we came as a national sphere of government, and it will be improper for us at this stage to deal with the matter or pass any judgment unless we engage with the, I don't know if minister is engaged with the MEC shop in terms of the jurisdictions. I think we need to, I would humbly request honorable member to accept that there's a different sphere. If there are need issues they require, maybe it would be best to approach the MEC's office at this stage. I would appeal for that understanding, honorable chair. I really cannot comment on that matter. And then I think on honorable Mhlongo's request, as we've indicated, Honorable Chairperson, let me engage with the DDG Khan, but I think the request is very simple and straightforward. If we do not or intend to withhold funds, we should be informing the Federation that on the basis of 123, you were not funded. DDG Khan, can we respond to Honorable Mhlongo? If there is a sample, we provide that sample.
Thank you very much, DGG and Madam Chair. DG, I think you know the issue of our allocations to the federations is a very detailed process. And it's a process that we've, over the years, really looked at. We've worked with the AG, etc. So we've refined those processes. Yes, federations will always complain that we're giving them the funding late. But I think, DG, you know, when we spoke of the funding issues with basketball, we were very clear that there are processes, there's the PFMA that we have to adhere to. DG, I'm going to ask some people to give the details of timelines and respond directly to some of the questions that the member Mhlongo is asking about. But just to indicate, our funding is only about 116 million rands, and we have to give 60 federations. Now, all of these federations have to submit their documentation, and many of their audited financial statements are normally ratified at their general council meetings or their AGMs. And they have it at different times. So I'm going to ask the people to respond directly. Yes, sorry. Yes, Chairperson.
No. The response that you are giving is the response that you did give us last time. If you can follow what UDG
And what you were asking, that is just the information. You responded exactly like this, and we agreed, and we agreed upon the information that is needed. That's the only thing that will assist all of us to get that information.
Okay, thanks, Madam Chair. I'm going to ask Sipiwe, Madam Chair, to give us those details.
Sipiwe? Okay. No, no, in writing, not to respond. We are giving you a task that you must fulfill for what we are asking.
Okay. Thanks. Yes. Thanks. Noted, Madam Chair.
We'll do so, Chairperson.
Yes, yes. Honorable members, because we're all having an interest that we must see our sport, our clubs, our federations, that we're all leaders. Sometimes when we're here, some of us will be claiming that we've been GK number 7 of netball. So others, they've been members who facilitate that clubs must be there, like myself, at my earliest girl childhood, that I was making sure that there must be clubs in my location. So sometimes executive members, our department will be harsher to want to know what is going on in our areas. We must pardon each other if we are too harsh to each of us. We must remember that we are all leaders from where we're coming from. But when we're doing oversight, sometimes we will be pressing to something called a corner in someone's shoes. But the only thing that I'm always appreciating is that tolerance to each other, it can build us. Today we had a very good discussions, but it doesn't mean that there are those questions which are very stupid or that are not necessary. We are allowed, all of us, to ask questions. We are allowed, all of us, to get answers, agreeing with the answers or not. So I'm saying we are leaders of South Africa, all of us. We must do what we have done today to put each one to an understanding what is going on. I'm hoping for the best to you, new executives. 3 is a bigger number for a continuity. Those 6 who are new, they will tap information from you. You will assist them when we are planning. That's why we always saying that e-continuity is very important. I'm 100% sure that this basketball is going to be emerged like any sport codes who are in South Africa. We've emerged with the netball, because people, they were thinking that only sport codes, which are very important, is soccer and rugby. But the leadership of sport, the leadership, they've shown us that together we can improve, we can put all sport codes on the map. When I'm rounding up, DG and DDG will, as I was saying, the overdue of EMOU of basic education and the department. I was not talking about the MOU of the new executive. It's overdue. And I'm happy that we can give you a slot that you must report to us as UDDG starting to get to report. We last to hear about this when they were task team, and now extended task team were not having information of their role. But I've indicated that when we are responding on this of the MOU of a Department of Sport and Sport, Arts and Culture, and Department of Basic Education, you may not satisfy us. You may have chance to come and report it to us. So I'm suspecting we do understand each other, that if you don't have information, you are like a blind somebody. But given the time that we didn't invite you to come and give us that report, so we are happy that is there's something which is going on. Maybe come next year, we'll have a chance to have all what is going on behind scenes to your plans with the two departments. With those words, I'm saying that thank you so much. This meeting was very fruitful to my observation. We've ironed out, we've empower each other. Going forward, honorable members, I will not want anyone to respond on this. We are not a toothless committee. The hours and the time that we are taking to do oversight does show us that we are working as this collective. And I'm referring to AG that reported that we are doing our oversight accordingly, because even ourselves, they do critique us. Now, DG, President of Basket Netball, DG, your closing remarks, I think.
President, if you want to come in first?
Yes,
President of Basketball.
Yeah, look, no, as long as Salo, and I
think the chair,
the committee, the officials led by the HOD, we have accepted the all the advice that we have received. We've got a lot to do to gain confidence, you know, into our members. Importantly, the support that has been given to the court leading to the elections have been, you know, without a doubt, a humbling one. So I will continue to lead the organization with all that have been given to us. I think more so is to unite the sport of basketball. You know, we are very, very disgruntled in different ways, and I think it's a good thing, you know. I mean, Usmayakhan, when I was in KZN, and he calls me a son. So when he called me, say, hey, my son, what are you doing? So I respond. So we'll respond to all the people, especially for the first year. We promise that we will definitely turn the corner and show more positive stories. The other thing which I also thought, let me respond. I know, Chairperson, you've said we close. Just to clarify that the issue of disability, we do have a wheelchair basketball association. And I think when we come as an invitation, because they are our members, would like to invite them so that they can also give the committee an insight of what the disability part of basketball is about. But we want to be in all the previously disadvantaged as the department wants to go to those areas. This is what we want to do, share, and thanks for the time and the honor to present ourselves before yourselves. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President.
Honorable Chairperson and honorable members, allow me to also do the same. Just thank the leadership and guidance that is provided by the committee on the matters on hand, but also that in relation to the unity of basketball, the interventions were not taken lightly, but it was exactly those who have an interest that basketball is played by all in this country and opportunities are made available. And we also as a department happy that at last there has been this election happening, and we've got a new leadership that I believe has got a new vision, and that is really a determined effort to have this sport accessed by all, both at professional level, but also at amateur level. We will work with them, Chairperson, and the honorable members. But also then in relation to transformation, as I have said before, and as Minister has always repeated, the issue of women participation as a committee has been very clear today, as well as what the Chairperson, the President have touched on about people's disability, so that no one is left behind. So we will focus on those areas as priority areas. Can I then thank you, Chairperson. The other questions that were, or comments that were made earlier, I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to address those when we come back. But I must emphasize, department means business when it comes to the issue of sport in this country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, DG. Thank you, honorable members. You must prepare your lunch in order that you must get charge your gadgets for the plenary. Thank you so much even to your understanding, DG, being leading the department to just cancel the meeting, which was supposed to be today, but you have seen your good selves that we needed this time with this new leadership. I now thanking everyone, the staff of this committee who are making us that we must be all in time doing everything. Your staff in your office, I'm somebody who doesn't sleep. I was thinking that one other day they will tell you that even at 1 o'clock, 12, I do call both offices because the interest of this committee is to prioritize what committed members. The meeting is adjourned.
Chairperson?
Yeah, President of President.
Chairperson?
President of Basketball SA.
Chairperson,
yeah, you must go to the Shosonics. The Shosonics will be very powerful in the province.
Chairperson,
honorable boy, Mama Bolo, you don't do this.
And boy, I'm here as well, and you know.
Yeah, Joseph Koza from Limpopo is here.
calling me? Yes, honorable member. Is this not honorable Song?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, on a point of exigence, I think we have to congratulate our official, Mr. Mthombeni, for getting married.
Yes.
I'm busy. No, he must call us. That's busy, Caesar.
Congratulate you, my daughter.
I did send the message on behalf of the committee for that, because today I was trying to be myself. Thank you. This committee must do even social things together. The meeting is adjourned.
Don't forget Safa and Ghana, the issue there.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of you, leadership.